I am timeless. Yes, I am timeless. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campos, California, with Bible Stories. I am timeless. And that's what it's all about. Jesus sat with his brothers and sisters in the evening around the fire in their home. It was cool in the evening, and they were sitting around the fire. Mother was out hoeing in the garden, and Father was out into the workshop working on chairs that he was building and furniture that he was making. And the children sat around with their brother Jesus, and they sat around the fire in the house, and they were just sort of cozy before it was time to go to bed. And they were saying, Jesus, you're always so smart. You always know the answers to everything. What happens to time? What happens when we grow older? What happens when we get bigger? What happens? And Jesus said, well, you all know what happens when you get older. You all know what happens when you get bigger. You all know what happens when you live each day of your life. Yeah. We know that. Now, what happens then? Well, what would you like to happen? Jesus asked his brothers and sisters. Our life is exactly what we think it's going to be. Oh, no, it isn't. I would like to be living in a rich family. I would like to have a big, beautiful house. I would like to have all these things. No, you wouldn't, Jesus said, because you have in your life every single thing that you want to have. Well, I don't even know what it means or how it feels to be rich. I don't even know how it feels to have a big family. I don't even know how it feels to be important. Who does? Who does know how it feels to be important and to be rich? Even rich kids don't know how it feels to be rich because they're rich. They don't know any different. Poor kids don't know any different. They're poor. And we are just ordinary kids. We know everything and we think we don't know anything. Well, what do you mean by that, Jesus? Well, every one of us are timeless. There is no time in our life except right now. There's no time in our life except right now, and everything that happens to us because it is what we think about right now. That's true. I can understand that. Jesus' brothers and sisters acquiesced and said, okay, we can understand that. But then what? Well, then what? As each moment is a moment we live, and we live in that moment, and we're happy in that moment, what takes place in our life? Well, whatever it is we think about. Well, what do you think about? Well, I think about being rich, and I think about having a great big house and having all. You do not. You think about your toys. You think about what meals Mom's going to make for us. You think about what you're going to do. You're going to learn to be a carpenter and work in the wood shop with Dad. You think you're going to do all these things. Well, Jesus, you're the elder brother. You're telling us these things. Now, we believe you because, you know, you're older than we are and you're smarter than we are. No, you don't believe me because I'm older and smarter than you are. You believe this because it is true. It is what you have experienced so far in your life. You found that everything you think about is what you experience. Well, not always. I think about doing interesting stuff and it doesn't always happen. Oh, it happens, all right. It happens in your mind. Now, the only difference between something happening in your mind and something happening in your experience is how long you can really hold that concentration. Oh my gosh, Jesus, do we have to hold our concentration forever? No. Another thing you might say, how much importance do you give that concentration? Is that what you really think, or is that just hopeful wishingness, or is that doubtful wishingness? I guess, Jesus, you're right. I guess it's doubtful wishingness. That's right. Doubtful wishingness we can do so well. We know how to do that so good. We had a lot of practice in that. And now we can change that to living in a timeless world and having it belief, knowingness, not wishing, not doubtful, not in any way thinking that it is not ours now. Because now is the only time there is. That's what our rabbis tell us in the temple all the time. They say, now is the time. Now is the time for my good. Now is the time. And we can listen to them and believe it. But Jesus, I don't remember them saying that much. They don't say it much. They have so many things to say. They have so many stories to tell us. They have so much to teach us that they can't spend the time on going over and over and over and over things that are true and things that you should pick up on the first time around. Oh, Jesus, who can ever sit in the synagogue and listen and understand all that stuff right away? You got to hear it a number of times to understand it. Well, you don't have to. Some people do because some people have not learned how to think. They have not learned how to pay attention. They have not learned how to live in the timelessness, in the now. And living in the now, they know everything. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, where'd you get that? They know everything, Jesus. Well, in the Bible it says, in you is the Heavenly Father, and in you is all knowledge, and in you is all that God is. And in that's what the Bible says. Well, the rabbis don't teach us that. No. If they teach you that, then you won't go to the rabbis and ask them questions. You'll go inside yourself and you'll know all your answers. But Jesus, if we did that, we wouldn't need the synagogues, we wouldn't need the rabbis, we wouldn't need the teachers. Oh, you wouldn't need them, but there are always people who do need them. There are always people who depend on their teacher to guide them and help them in learning anything they want to learn. Jesus, how come you're so wise? Well, I tell you the truth. I'm really not so wise. I am wise, but not so wise. All I do is listen to the voice inside of me. I listen to God. God is inside of me. I listen to God in me. And I say, God, what do you think about this? And God answers me, well, I think this is the way we should think about that. Or what do you think you should think about that? God is most often saying to me, build up in me the knowledge and the belief that all is, and then I will be all. Jesus, wow. Rabbis ever hear you talk like that, they'll cut you out of their will. Well, I talk to you. You're my brothers and sisters. And I tell you all these things that I know and all these things that I think. And, you know, I'm here because I like me. I'm here because I like this world. I'm here because I'm happy. I'm here because I got the greatest mother and father you could ever imagine. I'm here because I've got the greatest brothers and sisters you could ever imagine. I'm here because I'm proud of you. Oh, Jesus, you act like a teacher, and yet you're our brother, and we cannot help but love you. Well, why can you not help but love me? Well, because you're so nice. Well, how do you know I'm so nice? Because I guess we're nice. That's right. Because you see in me what you are, in the timelessness of all. Right now you see in me what you are, but then you turn your face and you look at someone else and you see the same thing. And you look at your mother and father, our mother and father, and you see the same thing. You look at your brothers and sisters, our brothers and sisters, and you see the same thing. Because whatever you are in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, that's what you see in your world. Hey, Jesus, that's cool. Is that really true? Well, it's true for me. And whatever is true for me could be true for you too if you choose to accept it, if you choose to know it. Now, if you look at somebody and they're not nice and you say they're not nice, then you're seeing yourself that is not nice. And so what you want to do is to look at somebody, and if they're doing something that you don't understand, instead of saying they're not nice, just say, you are a good person. You are a wonderful person. You are a thoughtful person. You are a kind person. You are a good person. You are a good person. But Jesus, when they're not good, it's hard to say you're a good person. That's right. When appearances are against us, we still work on the truth. And the truth is the timelessness, the nowness. They are good. You are good. So you want to only see in your world the goodness that's within you. You want to only see in your world all of the beauty and all of the wonder and all of the magic that you are. Really, Jesus? Yeah. Is this what? Every time we sit down around the fire here and warm up in the evening before we go to bed, isn't that what we talk about? Yeah, that's right. Well, how come Mom and Dad are always out working and doing things as long as there's any light left? Because that's the way mamas and daddies are. Now, one day, we'll say, it's a rainy day, and we don't have too many rainy days, but it's a rainy day, and so Mom and Dad are staying inside, and we're all sitting here talking like this. Do you think they'd like to hear what we say? Oh, I don't know, Jesus. I think they might think that we're kind of uppity, kind of thinking we're pretty smart. Well, do you think they would like it if their children were smart? Well, of course. Do you think they'd like it if they saw their children being smart and they recognized that the children had good wisdom in them? Oh, naturally, of course they would. Well, let's be that all the time, in the timelessness of time. Every moment, when we work with Dad, let's listen to him as he gives us guidance. When we work with Mommy, let's listen to her as she gives us guidance. When we go to the synagogue, let's listen to the rabbis when they give us guidance. And then we can take that guidance and put it with what we know is true. And we can see the rabbis as good teachers, teaching the positive, loving things that are in the scripture for us to learn. We can see them doing that. Now, that doesn't mean we're bad. That just means that what we see is what we are. And so we see them doing that, and then they do that. They don't know why they're doing it. They know those things, but they don't always teach that because they teach other things too. But we see them teaching good and beautiful things, and lo and behold, that's what they teach us. Wow, I like that, Jesus. His brothers and sisters were totally awed at this wisdom. They knew why he had stopped and talked with the rabbis. They knew the stories about him, and they could see why it was true. In all humility and all gentleness, Jesus is probably the wisest man on earth, probably the most super kid in the world, the most beautiful child in the world, because he's our brother and he's our reflection. Oh, ho, ho. Jesus heard that conversation. He said, you guys are silly. You're right, but you're silly. You make it so fun to share with you and to talk to you. As my brothers and sisters, I tell you, all of you are younger than me, it's true, and I'm the elder. But it's just fun to share with you because you're such an open mind and you're all so beautiful, so wonderful. But Jesus, we're your reflection. That's why we're good and beautiful. And you are you. That's why you're good and beautiful and wonderful. You're not only my reflection, you keep it when I'm not around. Whenever you're anywhere, you are that beautiful person because that's who you are. Well, Jesus, does every child have this go on in their home? Do they talk to their elder brother like this, their elder sister? Do they talk to them and learn from them? I imagine they do. You think so, Jesus? I imagine they do. We live in a pretty wonderful world. And the wonderful world starts in the home. It starts with the family. It starts with the brothers and sisters and all sharing together. The mother and father being ideal examples, being role models for their children. And the children being role models for the other children of the community and the world. I imagine they do. Because we live in a timeless world, filled with timelessness, where everything is working along just beautiful. And we are so happy in this timelessness, because this timelessness is what it's all about. So just as Jesus spoke with his brothers and sisters, as they sat around the fire in the evening, and while their mothers and father were busy outside, learning from their elder brother. So boys and girls throughout the world learn from one another. And as the boys and girls are good and beautiful in themselves, they learn what is good and beautiful from all the other boys and girls throughout all of time. That's why we live in such a beautiful world, filled with love and peace and harmony. That's why we live in a timeless world of unconditional love. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.